Elkton, and Drs. Lori Hanselman and Teresa Ginther in Pigeon. Dr. Putman is currently now accepting patients at Schur Family Medical Center, located in the Medical Arts Building at Schur Hospital.
Make your appointment today with me, Dr. Blake Putman, at Schur Family Medical Center by calling 989-453-2141 or visit schur.org for more details.
That's 989-453-2141.
I'm Dr. Blake Putman, and I am Schur.
Are you sure? We are. Sure. Better health. Better life. USA's on the board for the first time. Two-point conversion is no good, so it remains a two-possession lead for Sandusky, 16-6 with 5:16 left. USA's drive covered 74 yards in 13 plays and chewed up 10 minutes and 6 seconds off the clock. No, excuse me, 6 minutes and 36 seconds. That's the cumulative time possession. A line drive from USA, and it's brought in the 30-yard line, and Sandusky's going to have a nice return as... That's Trenton Lee still on his feet. Gets all the way just shy of midfield at the 49-yard line as Josh Lang is there to bring him down. The manageable field position for Sandusky, 51 yards in front of him before a score with 5:08 before the half is over.
Sandusky will take a score in any way possible, but in a perfect situation here, coach wants them to get a couple first downs, manage the clock, and try to burn this 5 minutes off the clock, or at least most of it, and ending this drive in a score, putting themselves out of reach and not allowing the Patriots to counter and come back with a big drive here before the end of the half.
First and 10, left to right across your radio. Wing Z to the right, working off the right hash. Campbell is under center. Waits for his man, wing back to come around. That's number 25, Brian Ross, coming around the left end. And Sandusky, USA is there to meet him at the 49-yard line, their own territory. But a flag flies from about 20 yards away from the referee in the backfield. And this could be against USA. Actually, I have no clue.
It's almost got to be a hold.
Chop block against Sandusky. Of course, a little bit of rule change this year. You cannot chop block. It's basically narrowed down when you can chop block even more. And so this is going to push them back 15 yards from the spot of the foul at the midfield all the way back to the 35-yard line.
And the only offensive lineman in the area, it appeared, was number 44, Jim Brown. He's going to be most likely the guilty party for Sandusky, and that's going to cost him, what is that? I think it cost him 15 yards on that personal foul.
Line of scrimmage is at the 35-yard line of Sandusky. First down marker is beyond Dairy Queen. 5:01 left in the first half. 16-6 Sandusky with the ball and the lead, leading by 10 points. First down and 24 yards to go. That's a country mile. Wing T to the right, same formation as the last play. Here's Campbell handed off up the middle, and USA's there to sniff it out right away. No gain on the play. At the bottom of that pile is a black jersey somewhere. And that would be
29, Trey Brown on that dive up the middle. Goes for basically no gain. And that's when, if you thought first and 24 was bad, how about second and 24?
Drew Reaver, the nose guard for USA with a stop for no gain. Second down, 24 yards to go. Clock continues to wind down. 4 minutes and 15 seconds left in the first half. Second down, 24 for Sandusky. Still in the huddle.
Big series here for the away team. The USA Patriots down 10 points here. Clearly have not had the ball as long as Sandusky. Sandusky's kind of run things this first half. But to come up with a big stop here and even give your offense a chance to score before the half and put some momentum in your sails.
And Craig Jacobson calls a timeout as the play clock was about to expire, as they had no intention of playing a snap there. 3:54 before the half is over, and Sandusky uses their second timeout of the first half. They lead USA 16-6 on the WLW Sports Network.
Back to school, a second vehicle, a winter work truck. Whatever the need, you're sure to find it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. They have a good selection of late model local trade-in vehicles, many priced under $10,000.
Like this 2007 Pontiac G6 with a 3.5-liter six-cylinder engine with six-speed automatic transmission with power windows, locks, and mirrors, and much more. Call 989-883-2100 or see it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
Second down, 24 yards to go for Sandusky. Potentially the first time they've had poor positioning all night. They lead 16-6 over USA. 3:54 before the first half is in the books. Now with a receiver wide to the left coming out in the shotgun is Campbell with a running back on either side of him. It's a handoff to number 29, Trey Brown, coming around the right side, and he's brought down by a hand grab from Cooper Caulfield with a handful of jersey at the 43-yard line. And it's a Trey Brown with a carry, and he gets all the way out to the 43-yard line. An 8-yard gain, second down, 16 to go now. Third down, 16 to go.
Yeah, and a good job by Trey Brown there as he brings an outside run to the sideline. And part of the reason why he got tackled so easily there, Clark, is he was trying to get down. The last thing he wanted to do was go out of bounds and stop the clock. Now we're at 3.5 minutes, as you can see Sandusky here kind of on cruise control, realizing that a first down here is going to be very difficult, but they want to milk as much clock and not allow the Patriots to have much time on the clock to work with in this half.
Lang. They convert on a 3rd and 16, and he gets another 5 yards after that for a 21-yard run to Brian Ross, enough to move the chain, stops the clock momentarily with 3:11 left at the 36-yard line of USA.
Wow, and USA has got to get those linebackers to the sideline. Sandusky just run the same play they did in the last one. Instead of running it to the right, they run that little sweep to the left where the fullback leads the way. The wing T-backer that's already over there leads the way, and just a run to the outside, no Patriots in sight, and a huge gain for Sandusky. And now with 3 minutes left, they got to be thinking about scoring.
It's a handoff to number 28, Braxton Washi. And that one goes nowhere as forward progress. Excuse me, that is
29.
No, that is 29. Trey Brown. Close numbers there as the forward progress has him stopped at the original line of scrimmage. Second down, 10 to go for Sandusky. 2 minutes, 49 seconds left in the first half.
Nice response there by Cooper Caulfield and company as that defensive line sniffs that one out, stops it for virtually no gain. And now with 2.5 minutes to go in the first half, Sandusky putting a decent drive together, but still now that they have a better field position, they still aren't in a huge hurry, are they, Clark?
Not at all. They still lead by 2 possessions, 16-6. Second down, 10.5 yards to go. Wing T to the right. Campbell back is under center. And he's back to pass. And now he's in trouble. Has to roll out of the pocket. Breaks free of that first tackle. And throws this one away. And it is caught. And a last-ditch effort into the hands of Connor Erb. As he was coming down, and he just chucked that one out, and the flags fly at the 34-yard line, and way back at the 23 as well.
Yeah, I don't think he's an eligible receiver. I think that this play is all coming back.
If this one were to stay, it'd be at the 26-yard line, which is right at the first down marker. However, Dave, I do have a feeling you are correct in this one, as number
64
is listed as a right tackle. Now, I don't know about you, Dave, but I don't think Mike Mizer and those likes never got any too many passes in their day.
Yeah, but he did score a touchdown, though.
Yes,
so
he did.
So we can get particular on that.
And it is indeed an ineligible receiver, and this puts him back at the 38-yard line. Repeats the down. Second down and 16 to go this time, but it appears that Sandusky has shown that it does not matter the yardage needed. They will get it. 2:08 left before the half. 16-6, they lead USA.
Ryan Campbell did a nice job of evading pressure there as he dodged a tackle in the backfield, keeping his eyes downfield, looking for open receivers. And instead of just throwing that one away, he threw it into a black jersey, knowing that he was on his team, unfortunately, was an offensive lineman. And they're going to stick to the shotgun here, Clark, running back on each side.
And it's a handoff right up the middle. And this one's to number 25, Brian Ross. He gets across the 40. They're going to mark him down to the 39-yard line. Brought down by Blake Ryerson, defensive end, senior USA Patriot. Third down, 14 to go after a 2-yard gain. Brian Ross in with seven carries for 58 yards, averaging over 8 yards per carry.
Sandusky in the shotgun formation, just trying to